Welcome to Unstoppable Real Hospitality. Your host, Arjan Selam. Our guest today is a very interesting person. He is a counter and also he's a board member of Colombian Bank. But our goal is to talk about accounting. Restaurants, they have a lot of issues with how to take care of their bills or how to manage their money. Profits or losses. So our guest, his name is Mike Massoud. He's a professional accountant, and we're going to try to get lots of information about this topic. Welcome to our show, Mr. Massoud.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Tell us something about yourself, how you started your accounting, and give us some little details about yourself.
Okay. So about 30 years ago, I became a CPA, started a practice here in New Jersey. And actually, when I started out in bankruptcy, the bankruptcy division. You know, back then, when you first started out in accounting, you don't have a lot of clients. So what you do is you usually rely on the state to give you work.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hired by, it just so happens, doing bankruptcy for restaurants.
Wow,
that's where I got my start.
Okay.
So the creditors for restaurants would hire me mm-hmm. after the restaurant failed.
Okay.
I would go into the restaurant, see if it was worth keeping or not keeping.
Okay.
And report back to the creditors to see if there was a way they would get their funds back. So that's how I started actually cutting my teeth in accounting. We're in restaurant business.
Oh, excellent.
I don't know if you probably never even knew that. But
no.
So anyway. So I graduated college, went to work for a large firm, then opened up a branch off on my own, and 30, 40 years later, here we are.
Wow, amazing. All right, so when it comes to restaurants, we see a lot of restaurants that open, and after a while, they close. The reason is, I guess, they don't know how to manage their money, or they don't know how to price their items. Has to be something, you know, maybe the deal they do with the building or buying the property. So it got to be something that they're not doing right, besides the part of, you know, the restaurant, like hiring the right chefs or having the right employees. So our topic is more financial, problems. What do you think? If from your experience, when you did the bankruptcies, what they slack? What do you think they messed up? They buying too many things, or they just waste, or has to be something?
Well, before you go down the financial aspect mm-hmm. of where you go wrong,
yes,
people who typically go wrong financially mm-hmm. have gone wrong even before they started.
Okay.
And the most important thing that you can have in the restaurant business, and as you know, Arjun, is knowledge.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people will go into the restaurant business, first of all, because either it's a second source of income.
Mm-hmm.
It's a glorified position that they've always wanted to do. You hear that? You know, I always wanted to have my own restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's, you know, the most important thing you can do before you even start to go into a restaurant mm-hmm. is understand what you're getting yourself into.
Yes.
And what kind of restaurant you mm-hmm. want to produce.
Okay.
You know, what are your hours of operation that you plan on producing?
Okay.
You know, are you open for just breakfast and lunch? Are you open for lunch and dinner? Are you open just for dinner?
Yes.
Are you open every day of the week? Are you off on Mondays?
Yes, yes, yes.
You cater to business, non-business. But so first you have to say, well, you know, what kind of restaurant do you want? Then you have to say, do I have the knowledge to be in the restaurant business?
Okay.
Because knowledge at the end of all this is the key to the success of a restaurant, because the knowledge is what's going to make you financially savvy in the restaurant business.
Yes.
So backing up, the first thing you would have to do is evaluate your own knowledge. Are you a chef?
Mm-hmm.
Do you take care of the front door or the back door? And as you know, the front door is the meet and greet. The back door is the kitchen.
And
the balance of the purveying.
Yes.
And all the other things that go along with the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a balance between knowledge of the front door and, of course, knowledge of the back door.
Okay. How about on financial plan, I call, do they have to have enough money to operate, or do they have to get credit for that?
Well, the first...
To be successful.
I think now you're going into a business model.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter whether you're a restaurant. It doesn't matter whether you're making widgets. Mm-hmm. It matters, first of all, that you have a proper business plan.
Yes.
And if I had to pick the biggest reason why restaurants fail in the first year, mm-hmm. is they don't have a proper business plan. And they're underfunded.
Yes.
And why are they underfunded? First of all, they laden themselves with debt.
Yes.
They usually have a lease that they have, that they're basing a percentage of rent on because of on the high end of the income,
yes.
as opposed to the mid range of the income,
yes.
or the low range of
yes.
the income. So, you know, the first component that's going to hurt a restaurant is what? Is going to be their rent.
Yes.
You know, aside from not having the right funding.
Yes, yes.
So let's first talk about the proper funding. In order to have a proper restaurant to start, you should have a year's worth of funding in the bank. 1 year.
Exactly. Okay. That's a great point. 1 year.
What does that mean? Mm-hmm. What does 1 year's worth of funding mean? Mm-hmm. So the first thing I would say is you should have working capital, which I'm going to now change the word funding to working capital. Mm-hmm. You should have approximately 1 year's worth of rental expense as your working capital.
Okay.
So if you rent for $5,000 a month.
Yes. We're just throwing numbers here.
Then you should have $60,000 worth of working capital. And what is the definition of working capital?
Yes.
The definition of working capital is the difference between your cash and your accounts payable.
Exactly.
So let's assume mm-hmm. that your cash is $100,000 and your accounts payable is $50,000. Mm-hmm. That means you have $50,000 in working capital.
Yes.
Under our scenario, that would be $10,000 too low.
Yes.
In the amount of working capital you mm-hmm. would need
yes.
in order to handle the
yes.
business. So the
yes.
so when you're producing your business plan, people, what they tend to do is they tend to forget that they should have adequate working capital.
Yes.
But that doesn't mean in a restaurant. That's in any business.
Any business.
You know, because what do you have to do? Most in the restaurant, now we're back into the restaurant
yes.
business. Probably the biggest expense other than your food and your labor is your rent.
Yes. Well, that's a great tip. So that tells you that you always have to be ready. You should have a lot of money to open. It's not just, because a lot of restaurant owners have failed because, like you say, the love, oh, I can do it. I can make it happen, you know. But they don't have the financials. They base themselves like 1 month, 2 months backup. But they don't think that if the restaurant doesn't go for the right direction, that's why they go to a lot of debt. That's why they're going. That's why so many restaurants, and it's proven fact, they're closing for that reason. And that's not a great thing. So like Mr. Masood explained, you should have at least 1 year backup, working capital. Let's move to a different topic. Same topic, but just a different question. Let's say if the restaurant starts making money, what the owners should do, where they should invest their money.
Well, what's your biggest risk when you start making money? You know, always ask the question when you get asked the question or presented with an
yes.
opportunity. So what is the biggest risk? And the first thing I would say is, if I don't own the building, being in a successful business, mm-hmm. the most important risk that I may have is the fact that my rent may be taken away from me, or my landlord may either charge me more in rent, or my landlord may rent it to someone else, and that other
yes.
person will be successful.
Exactly.
So the first thing I would do is, once I become successful, either try to tie up mm-hmm. the restaurant with a longer lease, mm-hmm. if you don't have the capital to purchase
okay.
the building, mm-hmm. or purchase the building.
Yes.
Because now you've solidified the future of your success by the location of the acquiring the location.
So very important is when you buy a renting a restaurant, your goal is to buy the building in the future.
Not necessarily, mm-hmm. Arjun. And the reason why I say that not
okay.
necessarily is sometimes you can control a building without purchasing it.
Okay.
Right? You don't have to purchase a building to control a building.
Okay.
You can purchase a building.
So what do you mean with that controlling?
Well, first of all, the key, the comment where you're going down the road of purchasing,
yes.
I'm saying is control.
Okay.
So when you purchase, you know you control.
Yes.
But there's other ways to control a building.
Okay.
You can control a building through a favorable lease.
Okay.
And what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you lease your building, you're usually putting a lot of equipment in, or there is usually a lot
yes.
of equipment. So what you should do is, to help mitigate the future and the future loss, is have a shorter term lease with multiple options.
Okay, yes.
And now if you have, let's say, a 10-year lease with 4 10-year options,
mm-hmm.
or a 10-year lease with 2 10-year options.
Yes.
But you should always lease something with options.
Yes.
When you start. Why? Because that will solidify the fact that you will be there
yes.
for a certain period of time.
Yes.
The next phase is, what's the rent going to be?
Yes, correct.
So you should set the rent into your option price.
Yes.
So now that sort of controls the building.
Yes.
So in that case, you took a 10-year lease and controlled it for 30 years, didn't you?
Yes, correct.
10 plus 2 10s
yes.
make 30 years.
Exactly.
And I would say that would probably be
also
a proper way to control the building. However, to your point, you asked the question, what happens if you're successful? You should always keep the options open.
Mm-hmm.
So if you become successful, when you get to 10 years, ask for another extension for 10 years.
Yes.
So you'll always have 30 years floating on the lease.
Correct.
Because as a successful restaurant, mm-hmm. you can give a little bit of additional rent mm-hmm. to supply additional time.
Correct.
So that's
Correct.
How you control a building as
Correct.
Opposed to purchasing.
Yes.
Sometimes you can't purchase a building.
Exactly.
Correct. You could be in the middle of a big shopping center.
Yes.
It's impossible for you to purchase.
Yes.
But if you become, obviously, you're successful,
yes.
you want to solidify the location.
Yes.
So you could control it through leasing.
Yes.
Proper leasing can control
exactly.
that.
Another question. A lot of restaurants, when they started, they didn't do a lot of improvements after a while. Let's say they owned the place for a couple of years. They kind of like don't like to improve their bathrooms. They don't like to improve their interior or buying a new equipment. What's your advice? If they improve themselves, they can that item or that product they buy can be a tax deductible?
Well, I think there's two parts of the question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
One becomes aesthetically, is it something you have to do?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, taking my accounting hat off and putting my
mm-hmm.
customer hat on, I believe it's vital to keep your restaurant looking new, spiffy.
Yes.
Specifically the bathrooms. The bathrooms have to be clean. They have to be up to grade,
yes.
so to speak. They should smell nice.
Yes.
You know, there's certain things that have to
a lot of people that judge the restaurant by going
That's right.
to
they'll
the bathroom.
By looking at the bathroom, because what they do is they judge the cleanliness of
exactly.
the restaurant
yes.
by the bathroom. So as a customer, I'm gonna say, when you start skimping on painting, on the simple things that you could do to make mm-hmm. a place clean,
yes,
that's when you'll start getting questions from your customer.
Yes.
Going back to your other comment about leasing and your equipments and write-off and all the other things. Again, you know, everything has a price.
Yes.
You know, you may be in the business of going into making steaks. You may need a sear. You need an
yes.
oven that needs to go to certain degrees.
Yes.
On that. So, yes, you have to keep up with the times. And today, in today's world, you know, with the new equipment rules and the new tax rules and all the different things, today you can expense most of the things in a restaurant that in the past you had to capitalize. And what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Today, as a restaurant owner, if you purchase equipment and that equipment costs you $100,000 or $200,000 to start your business, in the past, mm-hmm. before certain tax laws and before certain things, you were not able to take that all as a write-off in the year you purchase it. Today, with new tax laws and with the way taxing laws are working, you can expense that in the year you acquire it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even have to pay for it. You just have to have the debt related to it.
Yes.
So you can actually borrow $200,000, buy $200,000 worth of expense, and get a $200,000 write-off for a business, and you didn't pay a nickel for it.
Wow.
So that's also a consideration. if you're in a business, let's say you own a trucking company. Now you want to go into the restaurant business. The trucking company is successful. You want to put money into the restaurant business. You could do this with the equipment, take a tremendous write-off in the first or second years.
Correct.
But that does come back to bite you on the butt cheeks later.
Yes.
Why? Because now you're not going to have those expenses on a go-forward basis.
Exactly.
So now you're going to have to pay your tax. There's no such thing as a free lunch with tax.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. That's great, great, great information to know. We're not going to continue because this show is only about accounting, taxes, and et cetera, et cetera. What kind of advice you will give to the new or future restaurateurs?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is be careful going into the business. And understand that you're in a business that that you cannot always control. And you're always beholden to people. So I'm going to first preface this to the new person who walks in the door and says, I'd like to open up a restaurant.
Yes.
And my comment to him would be, or her, would be, do your homework. Understand that from now on, after you own this restaurant, you're going to be beholden to your help. So, which means that you have to now cowtail to your chef, to your dishwasher, to your waiters, to your waitresses, to all the different components that make this restaurant special.
Mm-hmm.
It can never be done by one person.
Yes.
So unless you have the complete team that's partners or complete team that's family, you are going to cowtail to people. You're going to have to cowtail to the chef. You're going to have to cowtail to the front door, the back door, the purveyors. So you have to have your hands out there, and sometimes you have to eat crow, and sometimes you have to say bite your lip.
Yes,
is what I'm going to say, because to your success is going to be based on your people. A restaurant can never be one-sided and one-dimensional, and it can never be unilateral. A restaurant has to be a team effort. In that team effort is what the restaurant's going to succeed at. So you have to be a good leader in order to have a successful restaurant. You have to have the knowledge of the restaurant business. You have to have a good location, and you have to have people you can trust, because that whole team and it all has to work all the time. And you have to be able, as the leader, to spot the weak links. And fix those weak links and make those weak links stronger so that the whole team can benefit.
Wow, that's major. Well, Mr. Masood, thank you for all the information you give us, and hopefully my audience will listen and will implement it in their life. And lots of success to the new restaurant owners. So please hire the right accountant so he can guide you to the right path. Thank you for listening to my show. And see you to the next show. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow.